What's up, everyone? It's your girl here, Renee Dawn. You'll find a home here if you're comfortable with the uncomfortable.
And if you're up to listening to discussions about my life, my body, relationships, cults, drugs, astrology, religion, sex, and a million other things.
I'm brutally honest. I share things others aren't willing to share. And I look at life differently because I don't believe in rules. I've always made my own. I'm finally ready to talk about me and my life, so buckle up because I can guarantee you it's going to get a little wild here.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Modern Luminary Podcast with myself, Renee Dawn. I am so excited to be here. I always look forward to these recordings, even though I will say, I don't know if you guys are feeling this, but ever since March 1st hit, it has been like go, 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 but in a really good way, like not a too busy way. But I just feel like the energy has shifted, momentum is picking up. For me, like, of course, everybody's lives are so different, but as I've mentioned to you probably a million times already, like last year was a challenging year for me. And it's very, actually, you know what? Sometimes I look back just to like reflect on some big things that I've learned, and I'm going to talk about those things today. But wow, you know, you can look back on things and just be like, it's nice to look back on things now and not get down on myself anymore. It's more, I have such an ease and more of a respect towards myself that if I went through something that, you know, I wouldn't do the same way now, it's not like, oh my God, I look down on myself or I shame myself or I should have done better. It's like, no, I did what I could at the time with the knowledge that I had. And that was who I was at the time. And I didn't know what I knew at that time. So why in the world would I beat myself up about that? So that I would say is a really, really nice shift I just have a lot more respect for myself, for where I'm at this point in my life. I do not expect myself to know anything. There are things for me that may take longer for me as the soul that I am to learn versus somebody else. You know, we all have our very own individual paths. And when I kind of removed everybody else from the equation of what my timeline is supposed to be or should look like, I'm the only one who decides that, you know. And I talked about this on Instagram earlier this week. And, you know, today's today's podcast, it's always unedited, of course. So you're going to get, you're going to get some fucks. You might get some, you know, we're hoping for no leaf blowers today. The leaves are, they're not here right now. So, but you know, these construction sites just like to use leaf blowers all the time, for some odd reason. Anyways, with all of that being said, my podcast is unedited. So be prepared to hear all of the things that come along with being a human being. Okay. And today is going to be some follow-ups just to things like, you know, updates on my life, big lessons that I've learned that I want to share with you, and just some inspiration that I've had. So nothing too crazy, but things that are pretty big for me. And I always love to share my insights here. It's like a little personal diary, which I say every time. So back to Instagram, I really have been noticing that, first of all, I don't love being on there. I noticed that when I would come off, I would feel anxious. I would feel like, oh my God, like I'm supposed to be doing all this stuff. It just like put me in a state of like not feeling good about myself, or like I'm not far enough ahead, or other people are further ahead than me, or oh my God, I'm not doing this enough, and that's why this isn't happening in my life. And, you know, there is so much information coming at us, like literally like every second on there. And our brains are not made to be able to handle that. Okay, our brains are, first of all, like, the world that we live in is not conducive to who we are as human beings, but, you know, universal consciousness knows that the world we live in, so we all work within it. But to mitigate the negative effects of that, it is really important to protect your own energy. And of course, none of what I'm saying is going to be new or, like, you know, some big revolutionary thing, but it's the way that I've interpreted my experience here on this earth, which is what I'm sharing with you. And, you know, I just was like, wow, I am really trying to stay in my own energy and decipher what my energy is and how I truly feel about something versus what somebody else on Instagram or Facebook or television or the radio is projecting onto me. And it's not to say that people have bad intentions or that they aren't opinions that you agree with or disagree with. They can be all of those things. But it is really important to have enough time alone that you really know yourself so that you can decipher, like, do I actually agree with it? Because the thing is throughout the day, if even, you know, we hear things, it's going to happen and we're going to see things, that's going to happen. But if you don't know how you really feel about something or who you are, you're going to be so easily swayed and get, you know, easily off track based on what somebody else says to you or something else that they think about you or make a joke or whatever, you know, like, we're all sensitive. Let's be real. Like, it's kind of interesting because I have always been a highly sensitive person. And it's kind of interesting because my whole life, I think people think that I'm not, because I am a confident person and I am, you know, I come across that, you know, I know who I am, and actually that has nothing to do with being sensitive. But anyways, I don't come across as sensitive as I am because of how I present to the world. But I am extremely sensitive. But with that being said, we are all extremely sensitive. So I don't even like to call sensitive people sensitive. It's because, like, no, if we're human beings, we're sensitive. And we can own that we're sensitive. I love being sensitive. I would not want to be not sensitive. Being highly sensitive is a gift to me because I can be sensitive to myself and what I need and, you know, what I need in the world and what I need to provide to myself and how I feel and acknowledge those things. And if I, and because I can do those things for myself, I'm able to offer that to other people. And why wouldn't I want that? You know, so anyways, that's a little rant about that. So if you're sensitive, which you are, own that you're sensitive. It's okay to be sensitive. It's beautiful that you're sensitive. It means that you have a sensitive, beautiful soul that is receptive to yourself and to others. And to me, that is a gift. But that does come along with making sure that you protect your sensitivity, that you spend time on yourself, that you spend time taking care of yourself. You know, I've talked at length about, we live in a world that teaches us that, you know, self-care is selfish and putting yourself first is selfish because, you know, I grew up in a time where, you know, people pleasing was like, you wear that with a badge of honor and, you know, you put other people first and put your own needs last. And, you know, it's like, no, that is not a badge of honor because literally the whole time you're betraying yourself and you're telling yourself that you don't matter and everybody else matters before you. And what everybody else thinks about you matters more than what you think about yourself. That is not the way to be. I will not live like that. That is how I grew up. And it is not the way that I live my life now. And yes, there are definitely times where me putting myself first is going to disappoint people, and it has for sure, but I don't care. And it's not to say that I don't care about other people's feelings. I do. And it's not that I don't consider them, you know, I don't go around with like a freaking gun shooting off all the time. Not figuratively, obviously, or not literally, obviously. But I at the end of the day, how I feel about something matters more to me, you know, and that is a huge, huge lesson that I learned that took me 40 years to learn. So it's definitely a practice as well, because, you know, again, we don't live in a world that supports that. But what I have found is that the more that I do that, the more in alignment that I am with the life that I want to live. And that is really cool, because it just means the more that you fall in love with yourself, the more that you put yourself first, the more that you make yourself the center of the universe, because that's what you are, the more your life literally is in alignment and things will unfold the way that you want them to. And so that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to me. And so, you know, as I looked back on last year, there was so much that I was trying to figure out, and what am I going to do? And what am I going to do with my life? And, you know, putting so much pressure on myself to have everything figured out. And, you know, because as you guys know, I left a 14-year relationship on April 3rd. So coming this April 3rd will be 2 years, and I can't believe it. But I also am like super excited to celebrate this year. And, you know, I would say that it takes a solid 2 years to start to feel like yourself again. And I wish, see, this is the thing, like I can say, I wish I would have known at the time that I could tell myself this when I left. It takes a good amount of time to really discover and come back to who you are, because there is so much that I had to unlearn. I won't even say learn. There is so much that I already know deep within my soul that I have to uncover. It's already there. Everything's already there. Everything I need to know is already there. I have to unlearn what took me away from myself. So that is what I'm learning, is that I need to unlearn a lot of these, you know, limiting beliefs or things that I believed about myself that were not true, you know. And it's just, it's a really good feeling to start to feel like my head is now above water and I'm really enjoying the swim. Whereas I could describe the last as well, especially the last year was very challenging, because the first year it's like, oh my God, I'm out. Like, this is so great. I had a really amazing summer, and like, you know, and then fall was good too, because I was like just taking time to like relax, spend time with family and friends, and like, you know, just get a grounding of like where I was in the world, you know, getting my place how I wanted it. So a year goes by really fast. And then the next year is kind of when like, I was like, all right, it's time to like dig into some of this stuff and really take a deep dive on my healing, which I did. And I didn't shy away from any of that. But with all of that being said, it really felt like a lot of the time, like I was drowning. It's like, I would come up for air and I would get a bit, and then it felt like someone was like pushing my head back down. And that's just the feeling that I can describe so that you, you know, really understand what that felt like. And so I do want to say, if you feel like that, things will get better, because this is a gift that I have now, is, you know, coming out of something that was really toxic, highly abusive, and, you know, just a very long term relationship that was unhealthy. There's a lot of compassion. There's a lot of unlearning that you have to do after. So what I've learned from that whole process is a really big gift, because I have this knowledge now that I can support other people with that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have gone through that. So, you know, and I have so much. What I love, and I've reflected on this yesterday, and I was actually really proud of myself, and I've cried a lot over this too, because, you know, I'm able to look back on that time in my life with such tenderness and appreciation for my heart. And, you know, I have always been a lover. You know, I just love love, you know, like who doesn't, obviously, but I've always been like I want that crazy love. And that is always what I was searching for. And, you know, I can go into that more another time, but, you know, I was so innocent and like naive and just so pure. Like when I was 24, when I started that relationship, and like, there is so much that I didn't know. And, you know, I was looking for that. And I mean, of course, I know that I absolutely settled. And again, that's for another topic as well. But like my heart through that, through those 14 years, like I was so loyal and so like I worked so hard to be the best person, like tirelessly. I mean, of course, it was like super unhealthy because I got beat to the literal ground, like not literal ground, but like, you know, I did in a non-physical way, but it becomes physical because of the toll that it takes on your body. But, you know, like mentally, what I took was insane. And it also, I had such respect and reverence for myself for how resilient I was. And yes, of course, there are things that I have dug into of, you know, the worthiness and like, you know, why did I accept that for that long? And that's okay. You know, I'm at the point now where I look back on myself with love, with respect, with tenderness, with sweetness of like how much I gave, how much of myself that I gave that I didn't get back, but I kept on going. You know, and of course I learned so much, and I learned what I will never do again because of the respect and the love that I have for myself now. There are things that I will never, ever, ever, ever put up with now with the next partner that I'm with. It's just a no, you know, because of what I've went through. And so, you know, I remember, you know, the first even few weeks, few months of leaving, and like people were so shocked, and they make really, you know, of course, everybody's intentions are good, but they, you know, when you're in that delicate of a situation, like, why didn't you leave? And like, you know, those aren't the questions to be asking. They're not. So anyways, that's okay though, because those really, because I wasn't in a state where I knew myself fully then, I was so sensitive to what everybody said, and I took everything so personally. Whereas now, like someone could say something to me and I'd be like, and it just doesn't affect me anymore. I'm unbothered. I'm just like, that's great that you feel that way. That's not how I feel about myself. How I feel about myself matters more to me about how you feel about me. How you feel about me is none of your is none of my business. I really don't care. You know? So that is a really, really great place to be. And you know what? The only way that that can happen is through time and through time with yourself. And I have spent so much time loving myself, putting myself first, so much self-care that has been, that even in itself has been such a practice for me, because I feel guilty about self-care. Also because of the way that, you know, we grew up in a time where like self-care was like, you take care of yourself, you should be putting everybody else first. Like, you know, I don't have kids, but like, if you have kids, it's like, if you, you know, do something for yourself, don't like make a comment to another mother that like, oh, you do so much for yourself. Yeah. She should. You know, it's like all of these comments are just, you know, are because that person never did that for themselves, and they want you to make be feel bad about it because they can't do that for themselves. And it's just so interesting. Like so much of what people say is just unnecessary. It's just like literal, like verbal diarrhea. And it's just like, if you don't got something nice to say, don't say it at all. So self-care has been a really challenging thing that I'm now really good at. And now I don't have guilt anymore about self-care, and because of what it's done for me. and the amount of love that has come from it for myself has been the best thing that I've ever done and that I will never compromise on. Of course, my life is going to change and, you know, there might not in the future, there might not always be as much time as I have now to do all those things, but I am taking the time now because I can. And I have created a life that supports me taking care of myself. And that is really, really important to me. So I love this for me. And it feels so good. And so the next thing about feeling good is the pressure that I took off of myself. And actually, this has been in the last few weeks. And I've had some major realizations about this, is that you cannot attract what you want in your life in a state of restriction. They don't work. We are energy. We are not a physical body. That's not what we are. If you think that you're a physical body and that's what you are in this life, you're wrong. Your body is just the vessel which holds your soul, which holds your energy. If you were to make your body disappear, you would be a massive form of energy. And you vibrate much further out than just your physical body. So, you know, what I've learned about that is if you are constantly in a state of restriction, in a state of fear, in a state of what I didn't do and I should have done this and, oh, I feel so bad that I did this and that, and you're always focusing on the struggle, how is what you want supposed to come into your life except more struggle? If you are always in a state of struggle and restriction, you are going to attract more of that. And I know that sounds harsh, but it's just, it's not me. I'm just the messenger here. Again, none of this information is new. I'm just explaining it to you in the way that I understand it and the way that I have learned and the way that I know that it's true. This is true. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. So that is a huge thing that I've learned. And once I took the pressure off of myself to figure everything out, oh my God, I just relaxed. And I was like, you know what? You don't have to have it figured out. If you don't know exactly what you want to do, you don't have to figure it out. And when you relax and actually allow things to energy and things that you want to come to you, that's when they do. Because we live in a universe, which is pure conscious energy, and we are energy. And so when you are in that state of feeling good and just allowing things, allowing life to come at you, which sounds a lot easier, doesn't it? And that's because it is. So, you know, when you are in that state, and we've been taught that life shouldn't be easy, right? We've been taught like, oh, it should be a struggle and everything is hard to get and you got to work so hard and you got to grind and grind and grind and you got to hustle and you got to, like, you know, burn yourself out and wear your burnout with a badge of honor. Yeah, you did that. No, that is not, you know, a way of living a life where things actually flow to you and living a life of enjoyment. We're supposed to enjoy life. We're supposed to have fun. And of course, all of us have fun time to time, but life actually is supposed to be enjoyable. And we do create our own reality. So as much as, like, it sucks to be like, well, this shitty stuff is happening in my life, well, you know, at the end, like, you know, I'm going to put it bluntly, you did create that. And yes, there's a lot of things involved. There's karma, there's, you know, contracts that we have with people from past lives and all of these other things. And again, I'll talk to that another time, but we do create our own reality. And the more that you can relax and let life flow to you and let the struggle go, if there's something that you are really, really struggling about, or, you know, I can't figure this out, or I really want this, but it's not coming, let it go. Allow the universe to bring it to you. I promise you, if you do that, it will come. You got to completely let it go. Zero expectations of when that's going to come, because the universe has a timeline that is literally made for you. And remember, time is an illusion. So don't put timelines on things because they don't exist. You know, and if you literally drop it Drop it. Drop the struggle. Drop all the things that are getting in your way, because how are you supposed to find a solution to something when you can't stay out of your own struggle? You can't stay out of your own way. Fucking let it go. That's the Renee way of putting it. Let it go. Allow things to come to you. Because the more that you are in a state of feeling good, that is when what you actually want, what you desire, which was placed in you for a reason, that is when it will all start coming to you. And you will actually start living the life that you desire, because you're creating it based on you feeling good. Because it's not just you. You're not the one creating everything. We are co-creators with the universe. And what a relief that is, that we don't have to do all the work. And my belief is that we actually have to do less of the work. The universe does more of it. And to me, that's a huge relief, because I just can't do it all. I can't. And I don't want to. I want support. So I let it come to me. And that is an amazing feeling, knowing that I have the entire universe supporting the desires that I have. Like, how cool is that? And, you know, it's like, there's people that don't believe in the things that I say, or that's not the way things are. That's not the way the world works. You can go on thinking that. First of all, I don't care if you don't believe that. Second of all, I don't listen to rules. For it's kind of funny. My whole life, I have wanted to figure things out on my own. And so what I speak to here is what I have figured out on my own. And I will say it again. I do not have everything figured out. All of us are winging this. All of us. Okay. Not one person on this planet is going to tell me that they have figured everything out. There are human beings that I definitely look up to and that inspire me. But most of the time, if someone gives me like advice or an opinion, I will never take it. I will always do what I want to do. Because at the end of the day, I need to learn things my way. If someone is like, well, this is the way that it is, I'm like, that's nice. I need to learn it myself. I'm not going to listen to you, and I'll go and figure it out on my own. And even if they were right, I still needed to learn it on my own. And that's why I've always made the choices that I have wanted to make. I do not listen to other people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's my parents. I don't care if it's my best friend. I don't care if it's, you know, this, you know, triple PhD person. I don't care. I need to know for myself. And that is part of, you know, the freedom that I have within my soul, that I can't have any restrictions. I don't want somebody else's, you know, just being like, well, this is the way that it is. And it's like, well, no, it's not. I don't believe that. And if something doesn't feel right to me, like a universal truth or some kind of opinion that somebody says, if it doesn't feel right, it's just like, no, I don't take it for me then. If it doesn't feel right, then no, it's just a hard no. So I have to say that this feeling, this, all of these things that I've learned and unlearned, it feels like a lot, like so much of a better place to be than even 3 months ago. It's been, yeah, like, you know, I will still say this. There's a lot of things that I've learned, but there's still some things that like happen in my life and in other people's life where I'm just like, I have no idea why that happened. And I just laugh about it, you know, because it's like, also, we don't need to take everything so seriously. And I am speaking to myself the most here right now. Okay. I am somebody who is always trying to figure everything out. And I take things very seriously. And, you know, I want to learn as much as I can. And there's not enough hours in the day. And, you know, there's so many things that I want to figure out. And I myself, like, I get in these modes where like, I am just so, I'm in it. I'm passionate about it. I just like dive deep. I keep my blinders on, and then weeks will go by and I'm like, oh my God, of course I'm enjoying myself learning these things, but I need to go live life and like enjoy things and let myself just like kind of get out of those modes where it can become like really intense, right? So these are things that I'm learning, and not everybody is like that. So I love that about myself. I absolutely adore it, actually. But I also know for myself that like I need to enjoy things more and just like let life happen and enjoy life and not also always be thinking about what I need to learn next or what I need to work on about myself or healing this. And I've got this wound and now I need to work on this. It's like, no. It's okay. There's always going to be something to work on, you know? And also, I don't want to talk about healing all the time. And what I'm talking about today is not talking about healing. This is more about like, you know, this is about life. And I don't, you know, want to go into like the deep dives of healing and stuff all the time, because there comes a point where you also need to integrate what you've healed. You know, that's really important too. And so that is what March has started to feel like as well, is more of an integration, more of an enjoyment, more about feeling good, letting things happen. If stuff comes up that you don't like, you know, don't focus on it. If it's not something you can't control right now, let it go. You know, let things flow through you and not have so much restriction, because again, you're not going to attract what you want if you're in a restrictive state. And also, it's funny, I thought about this the other day. I was like, you know what? Because a lot of people have a lot of a hard time receiving compliments. And, you know, I would say I can receive a compliment now for sure. But like, there's times where like, if I get a in the past where if I would get a compliment, it's like, oh, you got to divert it. Oh, well, you know, something. It's like, no, thank you. And if you get a compliment, it doesn't mean you need to give one back, right? Of course, if you want to, but is that also your insecurity popping up that like, oh, they gave me a compliment, now I need to give something back? No, just receive. And it made me think of how can you receive everything that you want to manifest if you can't even receive a compliment? So all that money you want to manifest, how can you receive if you can't even receive a compliment? You need to actually receive and be in a state of flow and receiving and that really beautiful receiving energy. And, you know, we grew up, I mean, I'm 40, so I grew up in a time where receiving, again, it's all about giving. Giving is the badge of honor. You give until you got nothing left, and then you give more, right? But you got to be able to receive. You cannot give from an empty cup, because then if you're actually giving, it's fake. If you're giving just because you feel like you need to give and you know, like you're being a hero if you're always giving, it's fake. It's not actually giving then. And I can see right through that. Right. Of course, people's good intentions, I can see that too. But, you know, when someone is giving from a place of just, you know, giving for that badge of honor and like, you know, I'm the best person, that's fake. Sorry, I have to call it out. And it's also people pleasing, which is also fake. So if you're doing things like that, just, and this isn't to make anybody feel bad. Nothing I ever say is not meant to make people feel bad. You know, my delivery has always been, how I deliver things to people as a leader. And I've been in positions of leadership my whole life, and it's always coming from a place of love, but sometimes how I deliver it sounds blunt, but I'm not actually meaning for it to sound blunt. It's just actually, this is an unequivocal truth for me. So I'm not meaning to make it sound like, you know, harsh or make you feel bad. It's not at all. It's just very matter of fact. And so it's funny because like some people will just be turned off by that. It's totally fine. I'm not for everybody and everybody is not for me. And I'm also okay with that. You know, it's like, oh my God, you know, it's a story of my life. I was in the cosmetics industry for a long time. You know how many horrible women I've had, or how many women I've had be horrible to me in that industry and just be so nasty and da 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 da. And it's like, I used to take things so personally. Now I'm like, if you don't like me, I do not give a fuck. It is great that you don't like me, because then who is for me is so much more clear. And not everybody's going to be for you. And that is okay. Like, how could you expect everybody on the planet to be for you? You know, and so that's also been a nice thing, is to completely let that go. It's like, people come and people go. It's okay. Let them go. let them go. Not everybody is going to be in your life forever either. That's a big one that I had to learn as well, because, you know, we attach to people, we attach to things, because, you know, if we let them go, then, you know, that's, things aren't going to feel good and our life's going to change. It's like, yes, darling, your life is going to change. But if you want to change, you do have to let people go. And that's the, that is a piece of the story that I do see people talking about that now, but there's a major state in our, time of change and growth where you are now changing into a person that you no longer, that you want to be, that you have to leave a part of yourself behind that is no longer part of who you are now. And that comes along with leaving people behind that were the past, that were part of the past version of you too. And some people will stay with you and some people will go. And you know deep down if you need to let people go, because they can be holding you back. They can be just not in alignment with who you truly are anymore, and what you value and who you value and all of those things. It just doesn't feel good anymore. And those are some hard times, because, you know, you can love people, but you can still love them and let them go. And it's not to say that relationships can't change and people can grow with you. There's definitely space for that too, but that also requires you to communicate in a new way, to receive in a new way, to maybe soften in a new way, and for you to show up in a new way. And so that's also a requirement of me and of us too. You know, so with change comes change, and change is uncomfortable, but change is the one constant in life, right? So those are the things that I wanted to talk about. Okay. Wait. There is something that, oh my God. Okay. I have OCD for unequivocally truth. Yes. I'm not going to lie. I totally love it. Because I adore, I've said this before, I love how I take care of myself. I love how I take care of my home. I adore my home. I love where I live. And I do a damn good job of running a household for myself. And it's hilarious because, like, sometimes I'll be cleaning and I'm like, I swear to God, I just cleaned this. And I mean, I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but I don't know if there is a cleaner person than me on the planet. I'm sure there can be steps that can be taken further, but my hygiene, my standards, just the way that I do things are at a very high level. And again, I'm not saying this to like be like, oh my God, I'm the most amazing. No, I just have a standard for myself that I absolutely love. And I love how it makes me feel. I love that when I walk into my home, that it feels so beautiful. And because I leave it in the state that I want to. And, you know, when I leave so that I come home, it makes me feel good and I don't come home to a mess, da, 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 right? Okay. I love it. So OCD works for me. Okay. And yes, it could be a trauma response. It's one that I absolutely love. And I'm going to keep that one. I also love that I can make myself laugh and I think I'm funny. So I don't need anybody else to think I'm funny because I think I'm funny. So, okay, this is funny. So anyways, with all of that being said, it is March. And the reason why I have been like, I have been in a zone of like decluttering, cleaning. My place was clean before. I have now gone through like every single corner. I've gone through my storage locker. I've gone through every closet. I'm going through my bathroom cupboards. I'm going through everything and I'm getting rid of so much. And I have to say, you guys, it is, and this is nothing new. Obviously, this is nothing new, but this is a reminder. Okay. Take this as a reminder. Clean your space, organize your space, declutter your space. Those 10 junk drawers that you have, first of all, there shouldn't be 10. Clear them out. If there are things that you haven't used in there in 5 years, literally throw it out or go donate it. If you feel like, oh my God, no, someone still could use this, then donate it. Because I promise you, you're not going to use it. And it's weighing you down. So I have been like on a tear with this stuff, just getting rid of so much. And it feels so good. And for me, because a lot of these things that I have are attached to the past, I'm just like creating really strong boundaries with myself. And it's like, no, I need to let this go. Even though I like it, I still like it and I could still have use for it. I'm just like, no, I need to clear this out. And the amount of energetic weight that I did not realize until I really started doing a deep dive on this stuff is insane to me. It showed it honestly, when you make space in your physical space, it makes more space in your life, in your energetic space for more goodness to come in. So I just want to make this a reminder to you, do your spring cleaning and, you know, clean things. Even if you've cleaned it already, move your furniture around and clean under the couches. And, you know, even if it's clean and it's like, for me, it's like, I'm a clean person. So there's nothing in my place that is dirty, but clean it again. You know, like I love cleaning. And even for people who don't like cleaning, when you clean, you're going to feel good. And you know what? I am going to dedicate a podcast to all of the things around energy that I know are unequivocally true because I have used them in my life for the past 2 years, just around energetics around the home that are extremely important that I know not everybody will adhere to, but they are extremely important. I'm going to dedicate a podcast to that because there's way too much to put it in right now. So I will save that for another time. I promise you it will be really interesting. But yes, so spring cleaning, I wanted to talk about that. And then I also wanted to say, this is a totally other sidebar, but I've really been thinking about this a lot. And this is around physical health. So I have been lifting weights for the past, I think it's 4 years. It'll be 5 years next January, I think. So lifting weights, everybody should be lifting weights. If you don't work out, start working out. I work out 5 days a week. I lift weights. I do cardio. I do all of the things. I work out 5 days a week. I also practice yoga every single day. I'll do a self-care podcast because I'm not going to get all into it now. But to tie that all up and just like a little Cole's Notes version of this, when you build muscle, you build your mind. When you build strength in your muscles, you build strength in your mind. I'm telling you, it's true. It is true. It's an unequivocal truth. So when you build muscle, you build confidence. You know, and there's multiple ways of building muscle. Yes, you can do, you know, there's so many different ways, but I'm 40. I will never stop lifting weights. It is so important for the longevity of our lives. If you want to live a longer life, lift weights. I don't care how you do it, where you do it. Get some weights in your home and lift weights. And once your body plateaus and gets used to a certain amount of weight, up your weight. The more muscle mass you have, the longer your life will be because our muscle starts to deteriorate. I don't even know what age it is. I'm sure it's like actually before 40 and you have to work hard to build it. But if you want to live a long, healthy life, build muscle. You don't want to be a frail old person that is, you know, unbalanced and is scared of falling. And if you do fall, your bones are brittle, right? So build the muscle, work out. If you don't and you needed a sign, this is your sign. Okay, darling, I'm not saying this to make you feel bad again. I am saying this to help you because I want you to feel good about yourself. And it is all about you. Okay. This life is all about you. And of course, we have beautiful people in our lives, but the better that you feel, the better that your life will be and the people within it. Okay. I think I can end on that note because that's a pretty great way to end today's episode. But I just want to say quickly, I got so much feedback from my last podcast about yoga. And yes, I was super emotional. You guys heard me cry a lot. I did not expect that. But I'm really glad that I did it. I will do maybe like, you know, a sequel to it because there's so much more that I actually wanted to talk about, but I'll save that for another time. And again, my last podcast on yoga was not to make anybody who has done, you know, like a 200-hour training or a 500-hour training, make them feel bad. No, my path is my path. Yours is yours. This is mine. And I love what I do. Yoga is a huge part of my life. I am a yoga teacher and I'm so proud of it. So it's not the only thing that I do, but it's a big part of what I do. And I love that. And I'm enjoying it right now. And I love my life right now. That feels really good to say. So that is it for today, you guys. If you want to practice with me, I will kick your butt. Just know that my style, I think my students would say, I am a hard yoga teacher. My classes are hard. But it comes from a place of love. I mean, it's just me authentically. My students know that I love them. I take care of them. I want to support them. I challenge them because I can see what they can't always see. I can see the ability that they have when they can't always see it themselves. And so I help them get to that place. And that is what I love when I see people get so happy and like excited that they did something that they didn't think they could do. And like, what is the, like, I get to help people do that. It doesn't even feel like I'm working. And so that's a great thing. That is a great thing. So I love you all so much. If you want to practice with me, I'm in Vancouver. So I get it. If you're on the other side of the world, you can't. I do have some online classes though. I might change up some of the times. I also do privates, which have been quite busy as well. And those are really great to just like help set up the practice for you based on your abilities, maybe injuries in the past that you've had, da, 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 da. So, those have been, yeah, I've been working with a lot of my students privately as well. And so you can always book those with me. And yeah, lots more to come, but I love you. Thank you as always for listening to me. I will leave my details below. Please reach out. Please leave a comment. Please leave a review if you feel so inclined. And please take extra time for yourself this week and, you know, the fall, all the time, actually, not just this week, but do something for you that makes you feel good. Even if it's like, you know, 10 minutes to yourself eating a little piece of chocolate with tea, you know, where you're outside listening to the birds, all those things, the little moments, right? But do something for you. You're worth it. I love you so much. And I will talk to you soon.